Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chant Show. Looking forward to presenting another hour here. I'm hoping that my computer doesn't skip over tracks like it just did, it seems. Anyway, we're going to start off with, we're going to do that. Yeah, all right. Well, La Bamba by Ritchie Valens. He died in a plane crash with the Beat Bopper and Buddy Holly back in the 50s. Wow. Long time ago. Makes me feel less than young. Anyway, why does the sun shine? The sun is a mass of incandescent gas by They Might Be Giants. So even though their song got skipped over in the last hour, we get a sneak in this time. And the last track from this set is Crying Lightning by the Arctic Monkeys. So we'll be going with that in a moment. But again, if you want to have some fun on Thursday night, I'm leading a new games event, a play evening at St. Mary's Bramall Lane, the St. Mary's Church, and from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you're interested, you can either look it up on Eventbrite by New Games Play Evening, or you can email me, dale@, newgames.com. And I'd be happy to give you the information about it. Okay, and we go with La Bamba. Oh, no, we don't. I committed my usual mistake and forgot to turn the volume up on La Bamba. But let's try that again.
A furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of is hot. The sun is so hot that everything on it is a gas. Aluminum, copper, iron, and many others. The sun is round. If the sun were hollow, a million Earths would fit inside. And yet, it is only a middle-sized star. Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reactions between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Little game you had called.
Yeah.
was no less than Sheffield's own Arctic Monkeys with Crying Lightning. Yeah. And before that we heard Why Does the Sun Shine by They Might Be Giants. And in fact, that was a great example of a song which actually is educational. It really had a lot of information in it. And I'm going to turn up my volume a little bit. Yeah, that's a bit better. Yeah, okay. And we started off with La Bamba by Ritchie Valens. Yeah, that takes me back. Yeah, anyway. So again, in case you just tuned in, I'm presenting a games night, a new games night, a new games play evening at St. Mary's Bramall Lane, which is on the Ring Road and is very prominent by Bramall Lane and the Ring Road. Anyway, I'll be doing games from on Thursday, the 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. And do come along if you're interested. It's a recommended £12 donation, but if that's too much, give what you can. I'm happy with that. I've enjoyed doing the games, and I just like to be able to pay the rent and make a little bit something, but mainly just pay the expenses, and I'm a pretty happy guy. Okay, so on with the music. Cry Baby by Janis Joplin. Whole Lot of Shaking Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis. I guess I was supposed to do Crying Lightning. No, Ritchie Valens with them, because that would be a 50s, 60s set, but it's not happening that way, is it? So Cry Baby, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, and that's what I get, Nine Inch Nails. So that's what's coming up, I believe. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so Janis Joplin to start off with Cry Baby.
Gotta do one thing well. You only gotta do one thing well to make it in this world, man. You got a woman waiting for you, dear. All you ever gotta do is be a good man one time to one woman, and that'll be the end of the road, man. I know you got more tears to shed, man. So come on, come on, come on, come on.
Getting good and feeling fine. Yeah, I like it. Pick up on that piece of it. Oh, man. Take it, don't you break it, but it up and I'm gonna take it. Come on, 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 yeah. Woo! Come on, baby. I gotta have it one more time. Gotta have it one more time. Gotta have it one more time. Yeah, baby, 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 shake it. Shake it, shake it, mama, shake it. I ain't faking. Oh, that'll shake it, mama.
just when everything was making sense. You took away all my self-confidence. Now all that I've been hearing must be true. I guess I'm not the only boy for you. That's what I get. That's what I get. That's what I get. That's what I get. Can you turn me into this? After you just taught me how to kiss you. I told you I'd never say goodbye. Now I'm slipping on the tears you've made me cry. What I get, that's what I get, that's what I get, that's what I get. Why does it come as a surprise to think that I was so
Oops. Another bleed over there. Sorry. Let's see if I could. Yeah. No. All right. Yeah, that was That's What I Get by Nine Inch Nails. And before that was Whole Lot of Shaking Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis. He started off kind of slow, I thought. And then he kind of picked up momentum and got going pretty good. I was pleased to see that. I suppose it's good to build up things rather than just start blasting and Where have you got to go? Anyway. Cry Baby by Janis Joplin, who, I think her voice is one of the best blues voices for women ever, maybe for anybody ever, but wow, she was really able to belt it out and also get very subtle. So she had a real range. I was very pleased to hear her ever sing and see her once live in Chicago. Yeah, she was quite something. Anyway, on we go. Well, no, we don't yet, because I'm going to have to tell you that there's a play evening, a new games play evening on the 9th. No, let's see. Is that right? No, that was yesterday. Duh. The 12th on Thursday at St. Mary's on Bramall Lane, St. Mary's Church. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. And that's a new games session. And I will be leading games then. And it's, well, last week we had a really great time, I must say. People who came were really energized and not. When it's left up to me to get people energized, I can do that. But wow, it's such a relief when people come energized already and I just have to put it out there and they just go. It's wonderful. And I love playing the games and I love seeing people enjoying the games because they're really great fun. So here's something called Thanksgiving or Pass the Indian, Please by the Fireside Theater. It's might not be politically correct, but I think that's the point. And they're just poking fun at the way the indigenous people in the States were treated. Yes, well, anyway. And then Black Wings by Tom Waits is up. That'll be a good track. Yeah, let's see. And that's all we're going to have right now. Yeah, so... Thanksgiving, Pass the Indian, Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Firesign Theater is proud to present,
for your edification,
the downright awe-inspiring, never-before-witnessed historical pageant,
Thanksgiving, or
Pass the Indian, Please, or
none of the above.
Now, over on this side, we have some settlers and pilgrims and merchants and trappers, all dressed funny in funny hats and buckled shoes, and the soldiers in armor.
Just folks! And on the other side, we have some Indians, all painted up fine and looking like Courier and Ives.
Guardians of this sacred land.
In between, this bounteous feast, untouched as yet by hand of man.
Yum, yum, yum!
The leader of the white men speaks.
Let's whomp them Indians,
he says.
We Indians, as usual, not saying anything.
Say anything.
A typical scene, folks, one which will be repeated thousands of times.
In the thousands of times.
To come.
Except...
this first one was different.
Why did this first one have to be different?
It didn't seem different at first.
One of the soldiers walked over to one of the Indians and throttled him. Well, you can bet that made the folks in the Buckley shoes proud as punch.
Manifest destiny,
said the captain of the ship.
That Indian is good and dead,
said the minister's wife.
A dead Indian is good,
countered the dragoon.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian,
cleverly rejoined a little boy.
And they all applauded.
And they were going to let the little boy eat the Indian's heart.
Yum, yum!
When someone,
I think it was the archbishop,
remembered that they were Christians.
And eating an Indian's heart doesn't really sound like something Christ would do.
The Indian didn't say anything because,
of course,
he was dead.
Good heavens,
exclaimed the chief of the Indians.
These people aren't friendly.
Depends on what you mean by friendly,
said the medicine man.
Depends on what you mean by people,
said the chief, and he shot an arrow at the soldier, but it bounced off the soldier's armor.
Said the minister's wife, raising her Buckley musket.
Bang! Said the musket.
And a couple more Indians fell dead, clutching their intestines,
which spilled out on the ground.
Well, folks, that pretty much got things going.
Yep, there was a good deal of shooting.
And dodging behind trees.
And skulking and so on.
And the Indians killed a few settlers.
And the settlers killed lots of Indians.
And the feast was still untouched.
And it looked as if America was to be made safe for no one.
When?
All of a sudden, a very strange and unprecedented thing happened.
What happened was...
all the pilgrims turned into Africans.
Zow!
Like that?
Yeah. All the white people turned into black people.
Now, you may think that this occurrence amazed and befuddled the Indians.
Not so.
Because the Indians had all turned into Asians.
Well, this was quite a turn of events.
I'm black all over,
said Goody Proctor.
So they burned her as a witch.
Oh!
We felt bad about it thereafter.
When we realized we were all black, too.
Over on the other side of the table...
things weren't exactly crystal clear either.
I'm upside down,
cried the chief.
The loon sleeps on the sea,
mused the medicine man.
To which the chief replied,
you know, I actually understand what you mean.
Well, folks, a funny thing happened.
The pilgrims took off their buckles and they started dancing and painting themselves.
And the Indians contemplated a lot.
And a few days later, someone...
I think it was the minister...
said...
What about that war we were having?
Hear, hear!
Said the rest of the Africans.
What were we fighting about?
We were going to take their land.
Said someone...
Unthinkable!
Said the brothers.
And besides...
Said someone else...
What do you mean, their land?
Well, soon all the people began to meet socially.
And predictable hanky-panky took place amongst the younger folk.
And everything got sort of blended together.
And one day, they all looked around and there was...
Nothing
but...
Indians. That's right, folks.
Nothing
but...
Indians.
You see...
And here comes the punchline.
The definition of an Indian is...
A white man.
Who becomes a black man.
Who becomes a brown man.
Who becomes a red man.
And who becomes a white man.
Who becomes a black man.
Who becomes a brown man.
Now, some may say that that's an oversimplification.
Yo, dude, that's an oversimplification.
But it's better than killing people.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Well, I've put on the wrong playlist. I mean, it's mostly the same playlist, but it's slightly different. So, what to do here? The next track will be... That was Thanksgiving or Pass the Indian, Please. So the next track will be That's Not My Name. Yeah, and then I'll try to catch up from there. Okay. It's not playing. Oh, yes, it is.
They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me quite but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'll miss the catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last chip standing up against the wall. Keep falling these hills that keep me boring. Getting clamped up and sitting on the fence now. So alone all the time and I lock myself away. Listen to me, Anna. Though I'm dressed up out and all with everything considered, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane.
Calling.
Yeah, that was the Ting Tings with That's Not My Name. And we're going to now have De La Yaleo by Santana and Life Force by Talku. Okay. Oops, sorry, I have to turn my WhatsApp on so I could tell when Jeff was here. But that wasn't Jeff. Oh, well. Here we go. Santana.
Oh,
Yeah, that was... Oh, wow. Hang on. I'm playing another track. Okay, here comes that. Life Force by Tulku.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, and that was Tulku with a track called Life Force. Yeah, I've had them in my, well, in my repertoire for some time. Anyway, so, gosh, what's not happening there? Okay, now we're going to have a track called Black Wings, and one by Tom Waits, and one called Reflections by Nextone. Yeah, let's see where that leads. Okay, here goes. I don't think we'll have time for the one by Groove-O-Mata, which follows.
In the Bible, we'll never leave a trace or forget a face of any man at the table. Any man at the table. When the moon is a cold chiseled dagger and it's sharp enough to draw blood from a stone, he rides through your dreams on a coach and horses, and the fence posts in the moonlight look like bones. Well, they stop trying to hold him with a mortar, stone, and chain. He broke out of every prison. The staircase, the doors flung back open. He's not there, for he has risen. He's not there, for he has risen. Some say he once killed a man with a guitar string. He's been seen at the table with the kings. Well, he once saved a baby from drowning. There are those that say beneath his coat there are wings. Or some say they fear him.
Ever haven't met him.
Yeah, this is a track by called Reflections by Nextone, and I think it's part of an album by Paul Oakenfield. And the last track was Black Wings by Tom Waits from The Bone Machine. And I just wanted to let you know again that I'm doing a play session, a New Games play evening, actually, at St. Mary's Church on the Ring Road and right off Bramall Lane, and 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. So I hope you will come, and if you're interested, you can ask questions to me at dale@inewgames.com, N-E-W-G-A-M-E-S. And yes, enjoy your evening.